The Netball Show with Flyhawk, raising the bar for netball and women's sport.
It's a Netball Show with Flyhawk. On this podcast, a real delight as I spoke to Bianca Chatfield, who's going to be part of the 2023 Suncorp Super League coverage for Fox. Thunderbirds, Tracy Nebb has already joined, obviously, as Eleanor as well from Manchester Thunder. What kind of influence do you think Tracy will have?
I think Tracy will be a really big support for Cardwell, but also just add a different layer to the coaching at the Thunderbirds. Their assistant coach, Kathy Fellows, looks after the defence end. I think Tracy Neville will be a great support to her, one of her good mates in Tanya Obst, and just allow another set of eyes to be watching, because the Thunderbirds have often had a really strong defensive end but had missing links, and now they've got Taylor Williams in centre for the Thunderbirds, who came in towards the end of last season, and she's really just... She plays a very smart game, and I think having her in midcourt to link up the work that the defensive end does through Petty, and then, of course, onto their new lethal attack end that is very versatile. Now you've got Cardwell, Tibbetson, Georgie Horgis. There's just options, and Lucy Austin. So they're young and, they're powerful. So watch out for the Thunderbirds this season.
Yeah, hoping for big things from Georgie and Tipper at least.
Yeah, and I think it's the versatility to me. It's the coaches making the call to bring out these players in the right times, and then hopefully the player is ready to come on and have impact. I think the game's really changing where we don't have a seven anymore that just stays out there. It's constantly rotating on and off, and knowing that that's your role that you have to play for that game or that season. And I think that's really important, and a lot of teams are going to use that more and more to their advantage, that some players are better off in certain times of the game and against certain opposition, and just play to your strengths.
Elle McDonald's joined Rhinos, and she's had a bit of a whirlwind since she arrived here in the UK with that Roses selection. Lanise has joined Thunder as well, so we're already seeing the benefits of them arriving on and off court. So
it's great.
It's good for our league, isn't it?
Well, it is, but it's also great for them as athletes to get another opportunity where they can play against some of the best players, but also be able to consistently get out there on court and put out what they think is their best. Because, Elle McDonald, she was originally with the Vixens in 2020 and has, took the leap of faith to go to the Thunderbirds, and now to go over to the UK and, with the Roses, I think she's only going to get stronger.
Magpies, NSL are going to be blessed with the addition of Gabby Sinclair, so that's a heck of a bonus with her move to Dragons. How much of a loss will that leave?
Yeah, look, I think Gabby Sinclair, the super shot was really where she started to gain a lot of strength in, but it was the consistency she probably didn't have. And so with the Magpies now, they've got Sophie Garbin, Shimona Nelson and Nia Allen, who's been out injured. So Kelly Singleton comes in for the shooting end for the Magpies. It's really hard to know how they're going to work it. We didn't see Sophie Garbin at goal attack during the Team Girls Cup for preseason. So, the Magpies attack end to me is still a little bit unknown. I don't know what we're going to expect, but I do know Shimona Nelson has been performing very well, and it's probably what they wanted from Nelson the last couple of seasons, and I've only got glimpses of it. I reckon she's going to be a real strength for them at shooter. Of course, you've got Kelsey Brown, who links the attack in perfectly, and Ash Brazel as well. So, the Magpies, I think, will be strong. It's just how far can they push into that top four to give them the best chance come finals.
Giants, fair play to them. I mean, I think they were the first team to announce the squad before the season had even ended, and they'd re-signed everybody, which is exactly what you need.
Yeah, that's such a blessing. And as a playing group, to have the same team and know, you don't have to learn anything new about each other. You can just keep working on what you have been. And hopefully, I think the key for them, especially with Joe Hart and her injuries, it is going to make sure they can field a fit team. But Sophie Dwyer and Matisse Leatherbarrow in the shooting end, I think, they can make it work. I hope to see Jo Harton out there. I love seeing her on court. I had many battles against her very early on in her Roses career and later in my Diamonds career. But You know, she's such a competitor, and I really hope we see lots of her out there on court too. But the Giants can do damage, and that's the scary part. They somehow fumble their way around the season and then come good towards the end. That's what they've been, you know, known as the last few years. But this season, I really don't know what to expect. But they've definitely got the players that could pull off a really great move come finals.
Another team with an unchanged lineup is Vixens. I'd maybe suggest they're one of the most versatile and dominant benches of any club in the league.
Yeah, you'd be absolutely right. And isn't it interesting that their coach, Simone McInnes, doesn't often change their lineup. So even though they have such a strong bench, she uses it, but uses it sparingly in comparison to other coaches in Super Netball. The Vixens, though, when they're on and their basic skills are executed well, they're really hard to stop. They play a game and a structure that has, you know, the flow to it, that the momentum moves in their direction, and that, yeah, they are hard to stop. But in saying that, I think the Fever certainly showed how to beat them in that grand final last year. So the Vixens have the team to do it. Can they get to the top and knock off the West Coast Fever and other teams like them? We'll just have to wait and see.
One of the things I enjoy and obviously follow Swifts because of Helen, they're also unchanged. And I noticed that there was that sign-in of Sophie Fawns over Kelly Singleton. I'd never get into Bryony's reasonings behind that, but maybe the right choice on signing Sophie instead?
I think so. And again, time will tell. But at the moment, Sophie Fawns, you know, she was really impressive at Team Girls Cup. She shot a huge volume of goals. They were without Sam Wallace. And so Romelda Aitken-George is possibly going to be in there alongside Helen and Sophie. And yeah, Sophie really looks like she's matured as a player. She's only young, you know, and obviously was thrown into it last season. So I think it's been a good confidence boost for her to lock in herself a contract. And really, I think she's going to be a player that we definitely will need to keep our eye on, because the more comfortable she gets against the physicality defense that a lot of teams throw at her, I think she's only going to get stronger and only going to be able to become, you know, more accurate under pressure. So, yeah, what a combination if Fawns and Helen are out there together.
Yeah. Firebirds. A bit of a difficult time in the close season, and it was almost obstacle after obstacle, to say the least. And they started with only 3 confirmed players, no head coach.
I know that's certainly not the off season that you want to have. And by the time they'd signed Rebecca Bully, most teams had already been picked and signed, so she didn't have many players to pick from, even if she wanted to do any recruiting. But I think it's Beck's really channeling the younger demographic. She's got some young players in there, Remy Cardo in defence, alongside Rupi Bakewell-Doran, who we saw make her Diamonds debut. I think they're going to take a little while to build without Gretel Tippett down in their attack end as well. It will take time, but think about the players they do have in, you know, Kim Revillian and Gabby Simpson and Danelle Wallum. Like, they're now players that they can really change a game just on their own. So anything could happen, but I don't expect Firebirds to be challenging for the top 4 this season.
And obviously the loss of Ebony as well.
Yes, that's right. Yeah, and what experience Ebony brought to their defence end. Without her, and without just her, she was a really smart defender. And without that as well, it's a loss. No Kim Jenner in the lineup either. So Kim Jenner's moved across to West Coast Fever. And she didn't get a lot of court time last year with the Firebirds, but she is so talented. I'm really surprised we didn't see her out there a lot, and I'm sure we'll see her on the court for Fever more next year.
Firebirds, though, to the credit, are the only club to have an all-Australian lineup.
Well, yeah, I agree. I think probably in the past that was probably more favourable, whereas I feel like now it's great if you can have young Queenslanders coming up through the ranks and playing for the Firebirds, but you need to hold on to them too. So hopefully they can hold on to this lineup and keep it moving forward, add Gretel Boetta back if she does come back. And yes, they could get stronger. But it is interesting, isn't it? Because the internationals, internationals for us bring so much to the game, so much strength and athleticism. And yeah, you don't want to lose out on that opportunity either by trying to stay just players from your own state.
I think one of the biggest things for Lightning is the return of Carla.
Oh, yeah, Carla Pretorius. I mean, I'm such a fan. The way she plays the game, her intelligence out there, and just, you know, how she can pounce on a ball and come out of nowhere. And I think her leadership, even though she's not even in a captain role, it's her leadership skills that are really impressive. So, yeah, I think Lightning are, to me, the Smoky. They're the team that are going to really surprise a lot, because of they ended last on the ladder last season, but that's absolutely got no indication, I don't think, of where they're going to be this season. We saw Charlie Bell at preseason as well, and she's slotted in nicely for Riley Batchelor. And then, of course, Steph Wood and Kara Konen. And Kara Konen seems to have only grown in maturity as a player, especially seeing her out there for the Diamonds. It was a very different Kara Konen to who we saw for the Lightning last season. And Katie Ann Dehaney, who will be back there in defence with Carla Pretorius at some stage. You know, their combination will only build and get stronger too. So, yeah, for me, Lightning could finish definitely in that top four and play finals.
Is it not a bit defence heavy, though? It looks it on paper.
Well, yes, but I think that's also, so Belinda Reynolds, their new coach, that's, you know, potentially that's her game plan, is to try and be defence heavy and try and move forward with as much power down back as you can. Only time will tell how that actually works out for them. But as we know, playing lists change and chop around, whether it's you're a contractor player or a replacement player, I think things move around when they need to. So, yes, let's see how they go.
And finally, let's just look at Fever. Obviously, the addition of Kim Jenner.
Yeah, Kim Jenner. You know, people will think, how crazy is she going there? But I reckon Dan Ryan is the coach that will find court time for her and make sure that he has every position on court covered. And it's not just the Jeanille Fowler show, as he taught us all last season. It's not just about her. It's not just about Courtney Bruce anymore. Sasha Glasgow has been just so dominant across that goal attack position. Then Alice Teague-Neal dominating wing attack. He's really found a role for everyone to play, and it's like he's empowered everyone to go out there and be their best. And so I think Kim Jenner will find herself out on court and building quite a nice combination with Courtney Bruce and Sunday Ariang as well.
Dan knows what he's doing. Is midcourt a little bit light, or does it look all right? Do you think it'll cope?
Yes, I think it'll cope definitely. And I don't think it's light on. I just think it's not the names we focus on, because of you've got a Fowler down one end and a Courtney Bruce down the other. They probably don't get the attention they deserve. But, you know, Verity Sims is a long-time player and a consistent player in the centre for them. And Jess Anstis, who has been troubled by injuries, but, you know, she is a force as a defender, and a bit plays similar to like a Jamie Lee Price in the way she's just so strong in her body and can pull in a great ball. I think they've got all positions covered, and that's why I would be very surprised if anyone challenges them come the grand final.
It would be nice to see them go back to back, wouldn't it?
Yes. Well, yeah, I think it would be, but I also think it just shows they've built something that's sustainable. It's not something that's just a one-off hit to win a premiership. They've been consistently up there in the finals for a long time, and they've finally been able to win it, and now they get another shot at it, and coming from a very different direction with this belief now that they can do it because they have done it. So yeah, I think that makes them very formidable.
Bianca, it's been great to speak to you today. Maybe unfair to ask who you think is going to win, but some of those teams in final four maybe.
I honestly think Fever will, I think the Fever and Thunderbirds will be in the top four. Then I think it'll be Vixen, Swift and Lightning fighting it out for the other positions. That's the top four. But I do think Fever will win. I think they're going to be very hard to stop.
I'll let you get away with that. Thanks again for your time. Obviously part of the Fox coverage. With a bit of luck, Sky do a deal last minute like last season, and we'll be able to hear you on our box in the middle of the night. Thank you as always.
I hope so. I hope you can hear us, and I hope you enjoy every minute of it.
The Netball Show is now also available via Sky HD, Sky Q and Sky Glass. Select sport and we're on the podcast rail.